All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Chris McElvaney. He is the CEO of Lucy Scientific Discovery. And Chris, it's good to meet you. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, and also joining us is the CEO of Wasana, Dan Carcillo. And Dan, it's good to see you as well.
Good to see you too.
And all this will come together and when we talk about the news that you have to share with us in a little bit. Chris, maybe start off with telling us a little bit about the company. What's Lucy all about?
I'd love to. So we're a psychedelic psychotropic drug manufacturer based on Vancouver Island, north of Victoria. Arguably, I think, considered the largest dedicated site to these purposes to date. We're licensed to manufacture a whole handful of different compounds that are uniquely positioned for the emerging psychedelic space. So currently, or I guess up until about a week ago, we were exclusively focused, I guess, at least as far as the public's concerned, in the manufacturing space. And pleased to say now with Sauna 13 and bringing Dan on board that we're now also a drug development company.
Yeah, let's talk about that because you've signed a definitive agreement to take on the assets of Wasana. So what was the reasoning behind making this move, Chris?
Well, as I said before, we were mostly focused on manufacturing, which I think has a huge upside in the near future. But in the short term, there's a lot of activity and interest in drug manufacturing, which I think is the most important part of the emerging psychedelics industry now. So we need some of these drug approvals to come to market before the supply needs line up. So when we met Dan and the team there, it seemed like a perfect fit for us. They have done a lot of work and have a unique approach to drug development. And with the conditions that they've laid out, just made a lot of sense for us and certainly excited about the team and getting Dan involved too.
Yeah, Dan, tell us a little bit about Wasana and the work that you were doing and specifically about Sana 013.
Yeah, absolutely. So the program is based off of, and the IP is based off of my personal healing journey after I retired from 12 years in the NHL and 164 fights and 7 diagnosed concussions in 2015. I used psilocybin in high doses and low doses, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, to recover my brain health and quality of life. Did diagnostics against that. I then patented the methods of use that I used, and we founded a company 2.5 years ago. We communicated with the FDA on March 11th about our program, specifically for TBI-related depression, TBI being traumatic brain injury. And the meeting went extremely well. They accelerated our program. Usually you have to go into healthy norms for a phase one, but they moved us into a 1B, 2A, expanded our indication to MDD as a whole, major depressive disorder as a whole, and then accepted our full farm tox program, as well as offered up some other orphan indications. So it's a really exciting program and time, and I'm glad that we've been able to get into this definitive agreement and be on a senior exchange and continue to develop the program.
Dan, is it safe to say that your development was really, you were almost, I want to say, ahead of your time, whose time has finally come? Is that fair to say? Because I think I know that it sounds a little awkward, but it really is, because what you're talking about is now on the tongues of a lot of people around the world, but you sound like you were living this many, many years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's been 5 years for me. I am completely cured of my mild dementia symptoms, of which I was suffering about 15. This program and these medicines are working extremely well for the veteran community, as well as sexual abuse survivors, domestic abuse survivors amongst women. And the FDA has designated all the way back in 2017 and 2019, respectively, two different companies using psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, FDA breakthrough therapy status. So the FDA has already recognized its safety profile and its efficacy. And I used it to save my life. And then I wanted to figure out how I could develop something for the millions of sufferers out there for traumatic brain injury related depression specifically.
And lastly, Dan, just I want to ask you about your role. You're going to be obviously coming on board at Lucy Scientific Discovery as well, correct?
I am. Yes. Want to help Chris any way I can and the team and really excited to join a strong squad.
Yeah. Chris, just wrapping up here, boy, Dan has done some really impressive work getting to the company to this point. I can't even imagine what the next year is going to look like now with the support that Lucy's going to be providing the company as well.
Yeah, you know, Dan and his team have done a tremendous amount of work bringing Sauna 13 to where it is today. I'm excited about, you know, our senior exchange listing and, you know, generating some of the excitement and really what, you know, the capitalization means to, you know, further develop Sauna 13 and bring it to the market. You know, Dan's story, while it's his own, is something that is commonplace, you know, throughout the, you know, the military, athletes, it's across the board. So what we're working on here truly will change, you know, many, many lives. And I'm excited to be part of it, really. So well, 2013, you know, we've got some work ahead of us. We'll get to some really meaningful inflection points with the drug development. Excited to see what we'll do with some of the orphan conditions. And yeah, the future is ahead for us. It's exciting.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on this. Very exciting to continue to follow the story, and we plan to do that. Thank you very much, both of you, and really appreciate your time.
Likewise. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, that is Dan Carcillo. He's the CEO of Wasana, and Chris McElmaney, the CEO of Lucy Scientific Discovery.